The new family rule of radical honesty was less than 24 hours old when the first test arrived. Minnie sat in the sunroom, a cold cup of tea forgotten beside her, watching Virginia pace the length of the Persian rug. "I told James," Virginia said, her voice tight. "I told him we were turning down the wedding fund. He didn't react the way I expected, Mom. He didn't look relieved. He looked terrified." Minnie smoothed her skirt, fighting the urge to offer a solution. "James has always seen the tower's legacy as a safety net, Ginny. To him, you haven't just gained independence, you've removed the floor from beneath his feet. If he's with me for the net, then we shouldn't be getting married," Virginia snapped, though the tremor in her hand betrayed her doubt. Across town, Dorothy was at a small, grease-stained diner, sitting across from Barbara. They were waiting for Tyler. Barbara kept checking her phone, her knee bouncing nervously under the table. "He's 5 minutes late," Barbara whispered. "He's never late. He probably realized who I am. He probably saw the name on one of Dad's buildings on the way over." "Relax," Dorothy said, reaching over to steady her sister's hand. "If he's a mechanic, maybe he's just finishing a job. Men like Tyler don't care about names on buildings, Barb. They care about the engine under the hood." Just then, the bell over the door chimed. A young man in dark work blues walked in, wiping oil from his knuckles with a rag. He scanned the room until his eyes landed on Barbara, and a genuine, easy smile broke across his face. "Sorry I'm late, B," Tyler said, sliding into the booth. He looked at Dorothy with curiosity, not intimidation. "You must be the sister who worries too much." Back at the estate, Robert was alone in his study. He found himself looking at his ledger, but for the first time in decades, the numbers felt hollow. He had spent his life building a fortress for his family, only to find that they were all trying to tunnel their way out. The phone rang, it was Shirley. "Dad? I'm at the gallery. I'm taking down the tower's family plaque from the wing I curated. I am listing the donor as anonymous." Robert closed his eyes. "Does that make you feel more honest, Shirley?"
"It makes me feel like the work stands on its own," she replied.
"Good," Robert said, though his voice was thick. "Just make sure you can stand on your own when the rent comes due." The bridge of honesty was being built, but as Robert hung up the phone, he realized that every stone they laid made his own world a little smaller, and a lot more quiet.